Today's Cotton Newsline is 5 cuts. The first 2 cuts are of John Gibson, Director of Member Services at the National Cotton Council. The last 3 cuts are of Andrew Burleson of Burleson Farms in New London, North Carolina. First cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The primary purpose of this educational project is to help farmers or producers from different parts of the country to understand the challenges and the concerns they have in American agriculture today. This is an exchange program that involves peer-to-peer visits on a wide range of topics, agronomic practices, marketing, cropping decisions, discussions about tillage, drainage issues, conservation issues, just a very wide range of topics designed to help provide these agricultural leaders a better understanding of the agriculture in different parts of the United States.
Second cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The participants have been involved in a number of tours, farm tours, and processing facilities. Yesterday, they visited the Northern Crops Institute, as well as North Dakota State Greenhouse Operation, where they conduct a lot of research for the cereal crops in this part of the country.
Third cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think the biggest benefit was just seeing another part of the country and talking with the producers up here. Especially we got to speak with the chairman or the president of the North Dakota Grain Growers, and he was able to ride the bus and specifically asked, he said, okay, what are your concerns with crop insurance and farm programs? And so we sort of got an idea of where he stands and the issues for farmers up here. We reciprocated and gave him some places where we had a little differing of opinion. And I think by being able to work together like that, we'll have a much better time when we go to Washington. If we can sort of have a mutual understanding of each other, I think it's going to make working together a lot easier.
Fourth cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
We just left a sunflower processing facility. Did not realize it was such a large industry. Did not know all the products were made. They were talking about sun butter, which is actually competes for North Carolina peanuts and peanut butter, but just a whole host of products and the things that they do there. One of the farms we left, tiling that he's starting to do, he said was somewhat new to his area, and the water control structures, that's something that I'm going to carry back and do a little more research on, potentially seeing how that would work on our farm.
Fifth cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think it's been a wonderful program in that we are able to see parts of the country. Not only did we get to travel and we're meeting with the upper Midwest, but there's diversity within our group of southern growers, and being able to talk with a gentleman from Arkansas who's a rice farmer, doesn't actually grow cotton, got to speak with him on issues that they have with Farm Bill. Say it's certainly something that should be continued, and I certainly would appreciate the opportunity to host a group down to my place. There again, just seeing how the different problems that the different producers have gives you a different perspective.